This is John.
Hey, sir. Good morning. This is Michael from Local Splash. I'm sorry. Can I speak to Mr. John Brinkerhoff?
Speaking.
Wonderful. How are you doing today, John?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, John. I'm actually calling about your business that brings property inspections, LLC. And I noticed that you scheduled an appointment today, actually, saying that you wish to cancel. Is this the best time we can talk about your cancellation request?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Well, sir, I do notice that you've been with us for almost 2 months. I did actually check the previous conversation you had here. I'm not sure if you remember Catherine. That was way back on October 3rd. I did review the call and also the notes here. I believe that you were about to cancel on that very same day because there was like a duplicate that we're trying to remove, and also you're not ranking as well, which is what we always promise our customers. So I did actually review the account. I noticed it here that the duplicate's already been removed, and in terms of ranking, I did check all the keywords I have here, and you are already showing up on the first page. So I was just wanting to know if you're aware about that, or maybe you're not.
I'm aware of mm-hmm. all that. Any business that I'm getting is through my own work. I'm getting no phone calls based on being on Google. So I'm just ready to just try something different to make this business fly. I can't keep paying $250 a month for something I'm not getting that much back on.
Well, I completely understand where you're coming from, sir.
In other words, I've got zero jobs from y'all to date, and I just can't keep doing this every month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always understand that you're actually more about leads and getting more clients, sir, but I think you're also aware that what exactly the campaign we have for you is really more about giving you online placement, like online visibility and brand awareness. I'm seeing that you're getting calls from Facebook ads and also from the call tracking, but of course, those calls are organic leads and not really a guaranteed customer. So technically everyone sees you online, they will call you, but of course you don't promise that you're going to, you know, book you a job right away. Mm-hmm. I know here that, you know, SEO is really more about keeping your placement to be on the first page. So it's just kind of ways that you already spend too much funds. I believe you spent already like two payments to have your Google profile, the duplicate one being removed. Were we able to successfully remove it? And also, you know, your ranking, you're already showing up on the first page. So if you decided to cancel and you don't have someone to optimize your SEO, you know, your ranking will be at risk. If it's something to do with the billing,
I'm good with it. It's not doing me any good to date. I just want to cancel.
I'd like to respect your decision, John. I was about to offer that if it's always going to be the rate, you know, we can always lower the rate for you, or we can keep one product or the other. If you're not happy with, let's say, the Facebook ads campaign, we can pause it because that costs you $100.
I've actually got somebody that's a Google whiz here in the local market. This friend of mine is going to help me out, so I'm just going to switch to this and see if it have any different output. And same thing if I'm paying money out and I'm not getting a return on it that I'm done there. I'll just keep on with a different form of marketing.
I see, sir. Well, I'm not sure if you're aware that we do offer, you know, local service ads. It's under Google Guaranteed Campaign. So that campaign is really more about paper leads. You know, we can cancel SEO.
I'm not interested. I just want to cancel my subscription with you.
Of course. That's what I'm calling about today, John. I'll be happy to go ahead and successfully cancel your account if you won't be billed effect by November 1st. But if ever you change your mind, sir, you know, we do offer a seasonal pause. We can just pause the service, if you like, while you're trying something else. I can pause it for three or four months and then promise to call it.
Okay, does that involve getting billed monthly, or is that free?
No, it's free. That's why we place it on temporary hold, because technically
we're not optimizing. That's a perfect
mm-hmm.
compromise. Let's just go ahead and do that, and we'll see if I have any better luck with the other, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great. I can pause it, let's say, 3 or 4 months, or 4 months max. What do you think?
4 months is good.
Okay. And normally there is a reactivation date for that. I believe that will be by March 1st, but I will be happy to call you back before we reactivate your service, and that way we can discuss further again if you're ready to reactivate with us. Okay?
Yeah, please do before you do that. So, yes.
Of course, no problem. You know, I'm concerned about your billing too. I don't want you to be billed, you know, right away. So I'll make sure to pause the effective today, John, and then I'll make sure as well to call you back at least 3 days before the reactivation date, which is March 1st of next year, and then hopefully we'll discuss your options again, okay?
Okay, so no more bills coming from y'all at this point, because I've got to, I had to pay $1,000 to Angie's leaves.
Yes, sir, no problem. No, you won't be billed any amount effective today until you reactivate the service.
Okay, that's if I choose to do so. Okay, gotcha. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Anything else I can do for you today, John, just to make sure?
That's it. Appreciate you.
Thank you again for your time, sir. We should have a great day and enjoy the rest of your week. You stay well, okay? Talk to you soon.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.